All right, Grumpy Gay Boomer here. Sorry I missed last week, but, you know, I was traveling, so I had shit to do, so get over yourself. Let's talk about Ontario. Ontario, Canada, run by Premier Doug Ford. Interestingly enough, it was released recently that Ontario has over a $90 billion deficit. Go figure. Doug Ford making all those cuts, but he gave you $120 back a year because you're all stupid and you voted for him, but hey, whatever. Now we have the highest deficit ever in Ontario. Yeah, I've been drinking a little bit, but you know, got to get up the nerve to say what I need to say. The interesting thing is that Doug Ford spends a lot of time blaming the Prime Minister Trudeau for everything that's wrong in Ontario. Like housing, which is his responsibility, Doug Ford refused to build fourplexes, even though the federal government offered to pay for it to get back into the social housing. Goddamn, put that cigarette down, boy. So he wanted to create affordable housing, but he doesn't want any fourplexes, and he doesn't want the feds to pay for it, and then he blames them, saying, oh my God, you gotta stop the carbon tax because, you know, that's gonna put everybody in a poorhouse. When in fact, Doug Ford created this situation because he actually had cap and trade in Ontario, which was Ontario's own form of carbon tax. So Doug Ford would actually control the pricing of carbon tax if he had kept cap and trade, but this was giving him an excuse to blame the federal government because he knew he was going to fuck Ontario for his friends and himself. And it's all coming to light. He had an $8 billion scandal with the Greenbelt. He's had destroyed healthcare in Ontario and opened up private clinics for his buddies to make money. So where a cataract surgery in public hospitals cost $500 and a private clinic, which we're paying for out of OHIP 2, cost $5,000. Of course he's creating a deficit because voting for conservatives is stupid. I'm old enough to remember how fucked up the country is every time a conservative gets in. And I'm not saying it's all their fault because the liberals put back a minuscule of whatever the conservative cuts. So we keep getting worse. And then you get pissed off at the liberals because they're trying to spend some money. Then the conservatives come in and cut, cut, cut. The liberals come, oh my God, status quo. And then we go back to the conservatives, cut, cut, cut. And then we're fucked. And now we're in the situation where we ended up in a worldwide economic downturn, a stop, with the global pandemic of COVID, where the government had to spend money or you wouldn't have your fucking house or you still wouldn't have your job or you still wouldn't have food on the table. All the time during this, grocery stores and gouged their prices to give themselves record profits. Oil companies during COVID, because you weren't buying enough oil and the price was falling, slowed down production of oil until the price of oil went back up. They're not stupid people, folks. And then, as they increase the cost of oil for you, they blame the carbon tax. Even though oil companies get millions and millions of dollars in subsidies. But anyway, let's get back to Doug Ford, Premier Doug Ford. The man is a shark. He's a, what do you call it, hoodwinked everybody. That's what he did. That's what we used to say him. I did hoodwinked. And that's what he's done to everybody. He made you think that saving $120 a year on your license plate was going to save you money. He blames everything on the feds when he had perfect control of everything. But he's smart because he knew that most of you gullible followers are going to believe him. You don't take the time to actually find out. And that's the fucking problem. And I'll tell you something. Every comment I read on social media, especially from those supporting these nitwits that do all these things and the conservatives, prove you don't do any research. Or you point your fingers at something else. Or what about this? Or what about that? It's all these whatabouts. What about him? What about him? When right in front of your face, the conservatives are shoving shit down your throat and you're going, thank you, give me some more. I'll tell you, you got to stop just believing what's handed to you. Because if you don't, we're about to get worse off than we were before. And if you think things are bad now, throw those conservatives back in the feds and give Doug Ford another round and let's see where we're all fucking ending up. I'll share my tent with you, bitches.